The advisory vote was approved by a 2,559 to 1,271 vote margin. 65 counties voted yes, 4 voted no, and 3 tied. George Meyer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, a coalition of 170 hunting, fishing, trapping, and forestry organizations.
There appears to be overwhelming support by sportsmen for having this crane season. There were a significant number of farmers in support because of damage to crop.
The Wildlife Federation Board of Directors also voted in favor of a crane hunt at its February meeting. But Meyer, a former director of the DNR, says he is sensitive to the concerns voiced Monday that hunters aiming at sandhills might accidentally shoot endangered whooping cranes.
Anyone getting a permit to hunt a crane would have to be obviously educated and be able to identify the difference between a sandhill crane and a whooping crane.
Whooping cranes are being nursed back from near extinction through a widely publicized program at Wisconsin's Nisida Wildlife Area. The state is also the headquarters of the International Crane Foundation. Meyer says Wisconsin's deep connection to cranes could make for nasty hearings in Madison if hunting legislation is introduced.
I believe it's going to be a very contentious piece of legislation. Many people in this state hold cranes in a special place. This was a species that was talked of very highly by Aldo Leopold, father of wildlife management.
22 states allow sandhill cranes to be hunted. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.